Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A controversial new Texas immigration law will be kept on hold. According to a ruling of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel in New Orleans ruled 2-1, denying Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling which found the Lone Star State's SB 4 unconstitutional. The law would allow Texas state and local officers to arrest people they suspect to be in the country illegally. The Biden administration has sued, claiming the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. A longtime U.S. senator from Connecticut has died.
Longtime former Connecticut senator, Democrat Joe Lieberman, has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away as the result of a fall. Lieberman, the first Jewish American nominated to a major party's presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in the year 2000.
There are some people who might actually call Al's selection of me an act of chutzpah. To be honored to be a major party candidate for the vice presidency.
USA's Laura Winters. A West Point cadet dead in Florida. Now police investigations underway. Officers say 21-year-old Haven Morris of California was reported missing in Fort Lauderdale Saturday night. Divers found his body in a local waterway 2 days later. Initially, police said it appeared to be an accidental drowning, but an investigation continues. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a key meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. USA's John Schaefer.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to move forward with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
As the new California minimum wage approaches $20 per hour, major restaurants are preparing to adjust. Some plan to raise menu prices, shifting labor costs to consumers, while others will increase reliance on technology like fry robots and self-serve kiosks. McDonald's, Taco Bell, and similar chains are already emphasizing app-based pre-orders. The wage hike, recently approved by the legislature, signed by the governor of California, aims to provide a vital cost of living increase for about 700,000 fast food workers in the state. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wastes no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a rogue third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, this week, having this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
At the defense agency, is work for the military-industrial complex. that health agencies work for Big Pharma, that the USDA works for Big Ag and the processed food cartels.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. Thank you for joining in. We've got, I guess, about three-fourths of the country that agrees this country's on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. What's the next step, okay? What does the right track look like? And what is the next action step that we must take in order to make that happen? Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Gene Allen, his new book, Taking Care of Business, Live by Faith, Lead with Courage. As he writes, he says, when it comes to making big decisions in both our personal and professional lives, many of us experience anxiety, fear, and confusion. I think we all agree. But there's only one way to forge ahead with courage and confidence, and that's with God's guidance. In the book of Deuteronomy, we're reminded quite clearly in the Word of God that it is God who gives us the ability to produce wealth. Now, this isn't one of these things that, we're going to be promoting some sort of, what do they want to call it, a gospel of wealth and prosperity gospel, you know, this sort of thing. But it's understanding the reality of God's promises, okay? And wealth is a bit subjective. You know, what does that mean? Wealth. It's not just financial wealth. It's everything that that could be represented, you know, a wealth of happiness, a wealth of joy in your marriage, a wealth in your family. So it is multidimensional. It's not just about, you know, about money or how big your house is or how many cars you have. And you know in your heart of hearts, instinctively, you know better than that. But the culture would want us to take our eyes off the goal and miss the point and buy into the counterfeit instead of the legitimate. And Dr. Gene Allen is here to break it down for us. Dr. Allen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
Well, yours is quite the story. Pastor, Bible teacher, successful businessman, author of this book. I mean, God has placed you in quite the journey, hasn't he?
Yes, I've had an exciting journey, and I appreciate everything you said about wealth and prosperity. And like you said, this is not a book promoting get rich quick or whatever. But, you know, what's really needed in the kingdom of God, the Lord in Revelation 1:6, Bill, as you know, he said, He's called us and raised us up to be kings and priests
Yes.
in the kingdom of God. And so we embrace the priesthood and the ministry and being a pastor like I was, or a Bible teacher, evangelist, whatever. But it's hard if we're doing those things, it's hard for some to realize that God also wanted us to be blessed mm-hmm. and have wealth so that we could sow into the kingdom of God and build his kingdom. That's
exactly
why he wants us to have to put money in our hands, not so right. we could hoard it or build bigger barns and hoard money for ourselves. But if that's true, you got to remember, Paul had an entire chapter in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 when he was raising an offering in Macedonia to go on a mission trip. And he encouraged them. He said, guys, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly, right?
Mm, yes.
He said, but if you sow in abundance, I'm going to give you abundance. And he said, as you purpose in your heart to give, give according to what you want to give. But see, that one scripture in that verse says, we have a little control over our harvest. Because God wants us to take that harvest and sow it into missions and building the kingdom of God, orphanages, Christian schools, churches, all over the world. Because he said, go into all the world and make disciples.
Exactly. Well, God established an infrastructure that if we're true to that infrastructure, it will produce the results, the godly results that that he commands. Okay, and so what you're saying here, Gene, is that we need to be mindful that that our connection is with God, you know, number one, and not with the temporal things of this world. The temporal things of this world are used of God for His glory and for eternity, and that's counter. Counter the sentiment of the culture. Because the culture says, it's me, it's mine, right? And God says, look, why does that matter? Because if it matters, if it's me or mine, then what you've done is you've replaced the me, mine with God Almighty. And now we're on a slippery slope, right?
We sure are. You know, we're fixing to teach a financial series in our church called Crown Ministries.
Yes, I'm familiar. Yes, Crown? Very familiar with it. Yes, very aware.
Well, it tells you in the first two or three chapters, he says all the gold, all the silver, all the cattle, everything we have belongs to God.
Yes.
And so with that in mind, I wrote a book saying, you know, everything that we have belongs to the Lord. As believers, we realize that we just sowed into a trip with a missionary that goes to Nepal, and they had a bad earthquake not too long ago. And I tell you, I cried as we sowed a few thousand dollars into his trip.
Mm-hmm.
He showed about 200 people that had walked 5 miles to meet the trucks that unloaded 50-pound bags of rice and food, and they had to walk 5 hours back to their villages in Nepal, in the mountains.
Mm.
And, you know, and then the last picture he sent me was a women's conference that they had in Nepal where about 150 women on the front row, they were holding up my wife's book called Crushing Insecurity that she wrote for women to become leaders and sowers. And so, you know, that brought so much joy and so much satisfaction. And we can't explain it to people, but people have to spiritually experience by the Holy Spirit in them the joy of giving when he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Exactly.
You're more blessed. I tell you, I've signed a lot of multi-million-dollar contracts, Bill, but I've never got any more joy out of leading one person to Christ signing all those contracts.
I bet. Well, you see, this is the thing. It's counterintuitive, the culture. But this is God's kingdom. It's the kingdom thinking, it's kingdom alignment that disconnects you from the worries of this world. You know, when you're worrying about these things that are so temporal, then makes it pretty difficult to be about the Father's business, doesn't it, Gene?
Yes, very, very well spoken. And my book that I wrote, Taking Care of Business, Bill, explains to
we've got to go to break, so we'll break it down further in this next segment. Stay with us.
Give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
To have you with us. Did I share that with you? I really do. I'm taking it for granted. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us, and especially we're so blessed to be talking with Dr. Gene Allen, pastor, Bible teacher, successful businessman. What a story. And he's the author of this new book, Taking Care of Business, Live by Faith and Lead with Courage. Gene, right before the break, you started to share with us, especially for young people, the message that is entwined in this book, and a message that may have been drowned out, may have been missed, you know, for whatever reason, you know, cultural reasons and that. But nonetheless, tried and true principles that you have learned and that you know from whence you speak, because you've applied these principles, and the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Yes. You know, Bill, I was 28 years old, and I was successful. I was a vice president of a company, making a couple of hundred thousand, and had good benefits back in 1989.
But I got that was real money back then in 1989.
Yeah, but let me tell you, the bad news was I got shorted on my commission. So I went home and I told my wife, and her eyes got big as saucers. And I said, I'm quitting my job. You did what? I quit my job. I said, I cannot work for an owner that's dishonest and with no integrity. Mm-hmm. I said, he's not my source, but God is my source, Tim, and God will provide me a job. 48 hours later, after I made that declaration, you know, the Bible says, speak the word of God, and God will bring things to pass in faith. And so when I said God will provide, 48 hours later, I was having a new house built, and one of the richest men in the area of Southeast Texas that I lived had a home building company, one of his six companies. He came by, and I was looking at my house. He said, hey, how's it going? I said, well, I'm looking for a job right now. He said, you're kidding me. I said, no. He says, you know, Gene, it's the timing is strange. Me and my son were talking about how neat it would be to talk you into starting a business with us in that business you're in. I said, really? He said, would you mind coming by my office Friday? Let me tell you what happened that Friday. I walked out of an office I didn't build, a staff I didn't hire, a credit line at the bank I didn't have. I put up no capital, not one penny. He put up all the money, $5 million credit line at the bank, had a shop, had an office, had a staff, and I stepped in to the plan of God for my career. But see, here's the key. There's a lesson in that. God had a plan for my life. Jeremiah 29:3, I learned when I was a kid, it said, I have a plan, right?
Yes.
And he says, when I have a plan, so I knew God had a plan that I wasn't going down, that I was a sower. So that miracle happened 2 days after I quit my job. Let me tell you what happened 3 years later. 3 years later, both him, his son, and I made a salary of about $1.5 million each. Now, here's the thing. All during that time, I began to sow, God bless me, I began to sow more money into missions and more into the kingdom of God. And then after a 29-year career, since this is not very much time left here, I'll tell you this, after 29 years, I never had a losing year, and at the end of when I retired, we went from ground zero to doing in excess of $150 million a year in business.
Wow.
And so the lesson there is God has a plan. He wants to put money in your hands so you can support missions, build the kingdom of God, fulfill the Great Commission, and his one goal is to save souls and to make disciples in this world. Because as you said earlier, Bill, we're only here for a short stay. He said, the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And he said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, we have a far exceedingly eternal weight of glory. In other words, to live with him in eternity. So what we do here now on earth determines what will be in heaven in our status to rule and reign with Christ, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
He has a government. He has a government. At Isaiah, remember at Christmas time, he said, then the government of the people shall be upon his shoulders. See, we're not in, really, if you're a true believer and filled with the Holy Spirit, you realize that, yeah, you have an earthly economy, but that doesn't that doesn't make who you are or how much wealth God wants you to have, because we have a supernatural God, and as we walk with him, he does miracles financially for people that are in business.
Mm-hmm.
And like Solomon, you know, he offered up 1,000 bullocks, you know, at when he was just a kid. And you know what the next sentence was in 1 Kings chapter 3 after Solomon offered up that great offering? He said, Solomon, ask what you will. I'm going to make you the wealthiest man that ever, not only at this time, but there will be none like you ever before. So that means that as hard as Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos try to be the richest billionaires and Bill Gates, the Bible's already said that Solomon, there would be nobody else like him that had his wealth. But see,
exactly.
God wants us to have that wealth.
Right.
To do what? He's got a plan. He wants to prosper us above all things. He wants us to prosper and be in good health, the Word of God says, so that we could be a dispenser of seed, not a hoarder of seed, but a warehouse distribution of seed.
Mm-hmm.
A warehouse distribution of seed that sows seed first in your hometown, then your state, then the U.S., and then all over the world.
Right. Well, that, just like Jesus said with the gospel message, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts, right? That is consistent with God's plan and vision, you know, for the blessings. He blesses us to be a blessing. Gene, one of the chapters, we referred to this earlier about that's important for, you know, especially young people to embrace and understand is the payoff of perseverance that you write about in chapter 6. We've got a couple of minutes left, so I wanted you to address that.
Yeah, you know, in that chapter, the payoff of perseverance, you know, I love sports, and there's a guy named Tom Brady who has been in 10 Super Bowls and won 7. And, you know, he was picked 199th and the tall, skinny kid that wasn't supposed to do anything, but Drew Bledsoe, the backup quarterback for the Patriots, got hurt. Here's the deal. He never played another down, Bledsoe. When Brady stepped in, he led that team to 6 Super Bowls because of his perseverance. He never gave up. He had that dream, and he had the perseverance, and he had the attitude that he was going to be the best quarterback that ever lived. Emmitt Smith did the same thing with the Cowboys and broke down his goals, and he exceeded his goals, and he broke Walter Payton's all-time rushing record and gave the glory to God for it. But I'm telling you, perseverance, you're going to have setbacks, but I got good news today. Setbacks are only great opportunities for God to show you his comebacks for you.
Amen. Well, you got to have that resistance. That resistance is what builds muscle, right? And God wants us to be bold and strong for the kingdom and healthy, as you said. He doesn't want us limping into heaven necessarily, right?
That's right. But we have to get our minds right. We have to be optimistic, which is another chapter in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have to learn how to be resilient through the things that we come against. God can give us wisdom. Wisdom is a key thing in the book that will help us achieve to become resilient and to overcome obstacles and challenges.
Exactly.
And to get you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. And wisdom's just there for the asking. So, enjoy. Dr. Gene Allen, thank you so much.
Institutions of higher education, federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Evangela Hollowell with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a proud Hampton University alum. FMCSA offers a CMV Operator Safety Training Grant to educational institutions with opportunities to expand the number of commercial driver's license holders possessing enhanced operator safety training. This grant assists historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. It also helps future alum like me get involved with the commercial motor vehicle industry. Prospective institutions with accreditation recognized by the U.S. Department of Education are encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
There still remain many people missing in the wake of that concert hall terror attack in Russia last week. So far, the Kremlin's confirmed a death toll of 143 in Friday's ISIS-K assault. However, there are still as many as 100 people missing and unaccounted for. Russia's investigative committee published a list of names identifying those who are confirmed dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Craig Rucker is back, the president and co-founder of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, talking about, you know, what's going on with the whales here. Last week, a coalition of public interest groups filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia against the Biden administration officials and agencies seeking to overturn their approval of a massive wind turbine project off the shore of Virginia. Craig Rucker joins us now to tell us all about it. Craig, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Always a pleasure to be on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations to the coalition to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of the right whale. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, what's happening is that the Biden administration has really lost its sense of priorities here. They put in, shortly after Biden became president, this initiative to put 30,000 megawatts of offshore wind off the eastern coast of the United States. This will amount to several thousand wind turbines, about 800 feet tall. These are all placed about 15 to 30 miles off our eastern coast, right in the habitat or the lanes where a number of species of whales, about 30 of them in particular, go up and down the east coast, a clear threat to them. In particular, there's this one species called the right whale. There's only 350 left, and they have not done the proper environmental impact statement that would be required of an oil and gas unit or anything else that would be asking to do the same thing in the off the East Coast. They've done them segmented, where they've done each project one at a time, but they have not looked at the cumulative impact that this entire massive stretch that ranges from the Carolinas all the way up to New England would have on a species going past all these thousands of windmills, because whales are guided sonar, and these things make a lot of noise, somewhat upwards over 160 decibels, which have been shown to impact whale navigation. We've seen an increasing number of them washing up on our beaches, and from the Biden administration's point of view, they don't really much care. Because in their mind, global warming is the big crisis that has to be avoided. So if a few whales have to die, so be it.
Just the cost of doing business here. And again, you know, we find ourselves in a situation anytime we hear, you know, terms like global warming, you know, and it's just, it's like the minds of Americans are being pounded with a narrative to believe that global warming is an actual threat. And constantly, Craig, I keep finding myself in a position of trying to, you know, draw back and say, wait a minute, let's analyze, let's ask some questions here. Because, you know, we have the administration and government officials, which already have proven time and again that they're not very trustworthy. And when the government, who has proven itself not to be trustworthy, is leading a charge that's going to impact our economy to the level and our lives to the level that it has already done and it, and projected to do even more 10 years down the road, I think it's quite reckless to allow them, you know, to continue to forge forward at our expense and the loss of our resources.
Well, Will, I am so grateful for programs like yours that you get the message out there. And, you know, a lot of people say, and I hear the same thing that you just mentioned. They say, well, global warming, I mean, it could be a problem. Why don't we do something about it? I mean, you know, there's a risk to not doing anything. I said, well, yeah, that's true, but there's also risks associated with doing things that are reckless.
Exactly. Here's doing the wrong thing. We want to do the right. We want to do the right thing. I mean, for all the money that we've invested, what, for the last at least two, if not three decades, trillions of dollars that we've invested. I mean, I keep saying we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. And we just continue to buy into this. I mean, the United Nations, another bastion of truth and leadership, you know, leading the charge in this. And it seems to be more about controlling people's lives than promoting freedom and liberty.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think people need are starting to wake up, and hopefully they will, that there's a real cost to doing reckless climate policies in the here and now. We don't have to wait for some speculative climate Armageddon. You got whales being beached right now. You have farmers up in protest in Europe because of the high agricultural costs. They're being driven to oblivion, and they're not able to make a living. They're not going to be able to feed us if we go down that. We have electric vehicles now that are exploding. They don't work, and they're far too expensive for average Americans to afford. We have runaway electricity costs, inflation going up. We have all sorts of things starting to emerge right now as a result of climate policies. The danger is not so much these speculative things that, first of all, have never happened like the climate alarmists say they would do. They're actually the policies to fight climate alarm that are actually the true threat to our future.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right, and this is what's frustrating for me, is that we continue to give place to people, I mean, and give them the benefit of the doubt, saying, look, they're utilizing their best guess, you know, doing the best they can. But at the end of the day, even as my old mentor would say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. In other words, your value to the marketplace is judged by your level of productivity and success. The level of productivity and success of the whole, you know, climate agenda is not very good. It's not very positive on many levels. I mean, after all is said and done, how many, you know, what's the win and loss record for these people? And win and loss, I mean, in terms of the grander scale of things, I mean, are we better off as a result? I mean, as a people, I mean, the marketplace, you mentioned EVs, the marketplace has spoken on EVs. It doesn't pass the so what test, regardless of a government that wants to do everything they can, social engineer, influence, and pick winners and losers, and put taxpayer money, incentives to promote this industry. People could care less. You know, you've got, you know, rental companies that have they've parked their electric vehicles. They're not popular. People don't want to rent them. Dealerships have them there, and I guess they're waiting for some sort of, you know, reborn. I mean, this will be the new iteration of Barack Obama's clunkers program. So then they'll send all these clunkers, these brand new EVs that are just sitting there getting dust on the parking lots of some of these dealerships, and sell them back to the government because it was their idea after all, right?
Exactly. And you know, we're doing this for a climate threat where the people who have advocated that we need to hurry up and rush and get the EVs and change our energy structure from coal and gas and oil and nuclear to renewables, the bottom line is they have a horrible track record. You had people like Al Gore saying we're going to have an ice-free Arctic, according to him, by the year 2010. That never happened. We have Prince Charles, now King Charles, saved the world had only 50 months left back in 2008. You had Greta Thunberg famously saying in 2018 the Earth has 5 years left. Well, 2023 has come and gone, and we're still here and doing fine. You know, their record on issue after issue, and on pretty much everything they said, has been wrong to date.
Exactly.
And drastically wrong. Polar bears are not going extinct. We are not seeing the type of weather extremes that they said we would see with hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires. These things have statistically remained constant.
Yeah. And the thing is, Craig, anytime there is a minor disturbance or something that they can associate, it's like, wait a minute, what did we learn during the era of COVID? Everything was COVID. You know, somebody gets run over by a car and dead. It's COVID. You know, they fall off a building. COVID. Everything was blamed on COVID. Everything, again, I mean, it's like, didn't we learn, you know, from, you know, this deception and this misinformation that took place? You know, what have we learned? But we're allowing the same people, as you say, you know, the Al Gores and Greta Thunberg. Come on, give me a break. I mean, how experienced is Greta Thunberg? It's like you want to rely on Greta Thunberg and Ocasio-Cortez to set, you know, environmental policy because they're, you know, they're proven geniuses. I don't think so. We got to go to break. More from Craig
how
after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, it's interesting, these elites, when it comes to destroying our, you know, our views, the oceans, our natural resources, and that, interesting how they social engineer this stuff. You know, Craig Rucker, I don't see them putting any windmills, you know, right along the coast, you know, of Martha's Vineyard, do you?
No, in fact, when they tried to do that a number of years ago, all the elites, of course, complained about that. And, you know, you see hypocrisy all the time in that. And I know you and I have chatted when I went to the COP meetings, these global warming summit, my most recent one in that they had in Dubai. Extravagant beyond belief, people with private limos and jets flying over. The criterion they have for us little people is markedly different than they have for themselves. And you will not see them taking public transportation and yet, nor eating fake meat. They ate very well over there. And this is a type of thing that you see time and time again, and hopefully the American people will wake up and stop listening to these things and realize that they're killing whales, they're killing eagles, they're using child labor to get the component parts and slave labor from China. This is not in the best interest of America to pursue this net zero Green New Deal agenda.
Not in the best interest of America or the world for that matter, and the hypocrisy runs deep. You know, it's that old saying, and, you know, maybe more and more of America is waking up, and they need more waking up to do here to realize that this is tyrannical. And basically what it is it's tyranny for thee, but not for me. The ruling elites, you know, they get away with it. They've carved out a niche to protect themselves. And, I mean, if you can get away with it and have the other people pay for it, have them, you know, get on the hamster wheel of life and work their butts off and pour their tax dollars into their back wallet, I guess that's acceptable in their estimation, right?
It is. And we see that with the offshore wind. We're, of course, doing our lawsuit with the National Legal Policy Center in Heartland, taking on the Biden administration for the offshore wind. But there is a lot of money to be had in this. And the while they tout the idea that they're saving the earth, these utility companies that they're partnering with, you know, we generally are able to get our electricity at about $30 to $60 a megawatt hour. They're going to be charging upwards of $170 a megawatt hour for each electricity unit that comes from these offshore wind. they're making money hand over fist and selling it to the public as though they're doing something environmentally friendly for climate change, when in fact all they're doing is despoiling our oceans, killing marine life, and endangering whales.
Oh, and let's not forget that they're also paying off political debts. So for the politicians that carved out this deal for them, the payback is very wealthy, very rich, going into the pockets of the Democrat politicians, right? The ruling class. I mean, this is a quid pro quo of quid pro quos. And this is what makes the world go round here in the United States of America. Special interests are taken over, and they find a way to access our treasury without a gun and a mask. And here we are. You know, we're paying for it, and generations going forward are paying for this. It really, it's nothing short of corruption, isn't it, Craig?
It is, and it's not even American firms that are necessarily doing this. You look at the firms that have contracted for offshore wind. It's companies like Ørsted, which is a Norwegian firm. You have BP, of course, from England. You have Equinor, which is coming also from Europe. You're looking at the solar panels that are coming in. You got Pataskala has a solar plant unit. And, of course, the Biden administration says, well, this is American solar power. No, it's not. It's run by a Chinese firm.
Right.
These are all foreign companies that are getting rich off the Green New Deal. And yes, they may be employing some of the Americans to put these things together to a degree, but all the profits are going overseas. And it is, if not our, you know, our European allies that may be profiting from some of it, but it's also our enemies, like in China, that are going to have real control over our electric grid.
Yeah, and the common deal here, to understand the common denominator, is and you got to follow the money. You got to watch and understand how much money that transpires here that finds its way back into Washington, D.C. in the pockets of these politicians. I mean, they don't do this stuff for nothing. And I mean, there's a reason that they're working with these overseas group. And every time I hear China and solar panels, it brings pain to me, because I remember what Barack Obama did with Solyndra. You know, here he spent what was it a half a trillion or half a billion dollars with Solyndra, that of the people's money that he invested, you know, solar panels. And he was out there doing all the photo ops and everything. It was so neat out there in San Francisco that here, you know, his administration poured all this money into solar development and solar panels. And no sooner, Craig, no sooner did we do this investment than he allows the Chinese to come in and underbid and destroy that company and destroy our investment. See, this is what happens when you have theorists running business that haven't done, they haven't created anything. They haven't created a job. They haven't created a business. They just find themselves, they get Peter principled. You know, they rise to their level of incompetence. And Barack Obama rose to his level of incompetence, and he injured the American people with this, with the investment, first of all, because he chose to pick them, you know, to pick Solyndra, and knowing that he was going to get money back, the Democratic Party, you know, foundations were going to be paid back. With the success of Solyndra. And then, you know, stupidly, he allows the Chinese to come in and kneecap our investment. And Barack Obama just kind of laughs about it, you know, in much the same way that he did when he talked about those, well, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. Well, yeah, but how many millions of dollars did we spend for those alleged shovel-ready jobs under your leadership? See, so Barack Obama was right. You know, elections do matter. And when the people choose incompetence, this is what you get. You get incompetence.
Well, that's what you get when you have people who are career politicians like Obama or like Biden, and they really don't understand the market. To them, money is something you just print up, and they've been doing it.
And you capture whatever you can do. And Nancy Pelosi, if you can find a way to capture that and take advantage of insider trading and whatever, all's fair, love, war, and politics. It's okay. if the people get ripped off. I mean, here you got Kamala Harris, by the way, just sidebar here. Kamala Harris was just reported, I think, a couple of weeks ago. She enters the office of the vice president with a net worth of about $3 million, right? And now it's estimated that after 3 years, she's worth about $12, $13 million. And she makes, what, a little over $200, $240, something like that a year? I mean, what is going on over there? You know, that you can leverage that to another $10 million worth of assets. What's going on?
Well, and I think that started a long time ago with Hillary. Really, she was a template as to how you profit by being in office. Well, we have a real choice this coming fall because, fortunately, we have a candidate in running in Donald Trump who is very much opposed to these offshore wind projects, very much opposed to the Green New Deal. He's a guy, obviously, who's got the ire of a lot of the power people that are in power right now. Mm-hmm. And so from my perspective, if we choose to go again with Biden, I think we're in for a long haul. But there is another opportunity to go a different direction and on the state and local level as well. We mm-hmm. need to have politicians out there that are opposed to the policies of this Green New Deal and this climate alarmism. And so my hope is your listeners will really weigh carefully where they're going to vote and inform themselves. So I encourage you to join and look at our website at cfact.org, cfact.org. Find out the facts. And I think that hopefully come this fall, we'll have a more positive outlook on how the direction of our country is going.
Well, what's so important here for people to understand, Craig, is what CFACT has done is they've brought the light on the facts and have exposed the theoretical. I mean, really, so many decisions have been made and so much of our money, our taxpayer hard-earned money, has been, I believe, irresponsibly invested in things that do not make a difference, because it's not their money. It's our money. And we're $34 trillion in counting. And, look at Americans have just got to, they've got to wake up and realize that, the old axiom, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but the Democrats keep pouring out free lunches, theoretically. And, and we're in a trap here. And the only way that we can get out of it is to distance ourselves from these policies that are ruining this country and the people that want to promote said policies. Bottom line, right?
No, I couldn't agree more. And I think you summed it up very well. So on an encouraging note, I think we are making progress. Polling looks very positive, going the right direction. You've got farmers protesting. You've got a lot of people not buying EVs. So hopefully the American public's waking up and we'll have a better story to tell on it. Yes, by the end of the year.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Craig. And it's going to be up to the people. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which really commands us to be vigilant. Vigilant even in not only registering to vote, voting, and making sure your vote counts. Because if you think that, the cheating has been cleaned up and cheating will not happen in 2024, don't delusion yourself. You're deceiving yourself if you think that cheaters will suddenly stop cheating. Cheaters cheat. That's what they do. Craig Rucker, thank you. Appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.